We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We are starting 10 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avuah. So we learned so far a few different halachas we learned on Daf Nun. Number one, we learned that a takrovis of Avodah Chavim can never be bottle, and that's the difference than Avodah Zarah itself. That's one more thing to keep in mind. Another thing that we learned was that Avodah Zarah, that you worship with a stick, with a makal, if you break it, then according to Rav, it's called a shechita. If you throw it, since it's not a zrika, so then it's not chayiv. Because when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that you're not worshipping it the regular way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped, then the only time you chayiv is if you do a maisa like you do b'fnim. And usually you would have to take a behema. But here, since the makal is this Avodah Zarah's behema, so to speak, therefore, if you break it, you did a shechita, then it's chayiv. And the only reason why by zrika it's part is because the zrika is not called zrika. Stick is not called zrika. Zrika means something that scatters, and this doesn't scatter. So Amar Rav Nachman, those are the two you cited before we start. Amar Nachman, Amar Rav, Amar Rav. Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Shoeb Meisav Makal, that you worship it with a stick, either by tapping it or by shaking it. Shava makal b'fanel chayiv v'nesaris. If you break the makal b'fanel yechayiv, and the makal becomes also zorak makal b'fanel chayiv v'nesaris. But if you throw the makal b'fanel, it's chayiv v'nesaris. So what are we talking about here? I thought zorak makal is not a problem. Zog Rashi. The case over here was that the zorak the makal b'fanel, the avoda was bezrikas makal. That was the case. Here, the way you did it, worship with makal. But still, the makal's not also. Why? Are you worshiping it? Teretz says, we learned in yesterday's blat, that takrovis has to also be kein pnim. It's not enough, it has to be a maisa kein pnim. It has to be either a thing that's accepted with pnim. It has to be either or. Either has to be a maisa with pnim, or it has to be something that you makrovis type of item in with pnim. So you're not makrov sticks in the base of mikdash, therefore it cannot become a takrovis. So the first case,
The logs?
No, I know, but that's not mamish. That's not mamish a carbon. He's saying eitzim. It could be makal is not eitzim. Hey, it's a good question. Why do you say makal is like pain pnim? I guess it's a good question. This isn't called carbon eitzim. I guess this doesn't really resemble that at all. You can't do like polished sticks for eitzim. Hey, it's a good question. Very good question. In any case, back to here. So why is the shava makal chayv enesaris? Because they did a maisa pnim. Either or is enough. Either do a maisa pnim or not. So they did a maisa pnim, the shechita. Here, the zrika wasn't maisa pnim. It was chayiv over here because that's the way you do worship of Avodah Zarah. But it's not a maisa pnim. So one or the other one makes into takrovis. Either maisa pnim or if it's accepted with pnim. And by zarak maka, you have neither. So again, we'll read it one more time. Avodah Zarah shoyv maisa maka, shava maka b'fneha, chayiv yechayiv, Favari Zorah v'neseres, and the stick becomes also Zorak Makal v'neha Chayiv v'neseres Yechayiv, but the stick has not become also Omli Rav L'Rav Nachman Maishno Shever the Havli Kein Zrika Zorak Nam Levi Kein Zrika L'Chayir, you tell me Shever is Chayiv, the thing becomes also even though it's not something that's accepted inside the Beis HaMikdash, but L'Maisa it's Kein Zvicha Zorak Nami Havli Kein Zrika Zorak also L'Chayir is Kein Zrika. So why is it different? You need a zrika that scatters. This does not splatter and scatter. It stays at one pace. So Veitim Arakasha, El Miato, Avni Beis Vakulis, Ma Yesu. We know from our Mishnah that the Avonim Beis Vakulis are also. Why is it also? It sounds like it's also Alstak Krivis. Omalei, Af Lidi Kasha. So maybe the moral answer that it's not Alstak Krivis, it's Alvarez Aramamish. How do you know it's Alstak Krivis? We'll see. Moral Kasha is, we see from our Mishnah, that on Daf Mem Pesach on Beis, you see clearly on Mishnah that Makulis stones are also. She says, why is it also? Oh, it's a Takarivis. What is it? Well, maybe it's a Vezar Mamish. We'll see. Elamat Avni Beis Kulis Mayesh. Why should we also? It's not Pnim. It's not like Pnim Omalei because it's not Zrika and it's not accepted with Pnim Omalei. Afadi Kasha Li Yais had the Kasha. V'Shalti L'Rab Baravua and Rav Avua asked it L'Chiyah Barav. V'Chiyah Barav asked it L'Rab. Valmalani answered, Nasa Kimigadal of Ishavim. You know why it's also? Because when I throw a stone in it, I'm making it into Avodah Zarah. I built up the Avodah Zarah, so it became a Avodah Zarah Mamish. Now it's like Krivis. The reason why it's also by no, because Avodah Zarah Mamish. So Akhtamar, it's not so Pashit. Because no one worshipped it yet, maybe. Honich Lamandiyama of Ishavim, Shal of Ishavim, Asur Miyad. That's good for Mandiyama holds an Avodah Zarah of a Goy. Once he set it aside for Avodah Zarah, it's also Miyad, so it's good. It's not awesome until you worship it. Tishteri, it should be mutter. Daloi palcha, it should be mutter. Why? Daloi palcha, you didn't worship it yet. So why, if I throw a stone at it, or a mac, it becomes awesome. Hey, no one worshiped it. Amalei, every stone that's thrown there, kol achas va'achas, nasa v'yizachavim, becomes v'yizara, yimiyachir v'yizara, v'takrev v'zacharvata. So it comes like this. When someone throws a stone at the makulis, he's worshipping the whole pile. So every stone comes, it asks whatever's there before. So very possible, everything was asr, besides for the last one. Last one, we're not sure it's asr, just as miyuchal v'yizara. So if I think tomorrow, Yachi, Basraisa Mia Tishri, the last one should be mutter. So Amalei, okay, Yidatlei Zil Shakla. If you know which stone is the last one, take it. You're right. No, you're right. You have no idea which one it is. You have to choshes. Almost everyone is being worshipped. So you know, if you know what the last stone is, you can take my kulos. No problem. That's the first tarot. Ravashi Yom says more. There's Boin Ka Achas, he says. Ravashi Yom call Achas for Achas. Nasis takrevis la'atzma takrevis la'charvata. Every stone you throw there becomes a takrevis la'atzma and takrevis la'charvata. It worships itself. When you throw it, it's worshiping itself. So it becomes avodah zarah mamish right away. Now remember, this avodah zarah, this stone is not a takrevis. It doesn't have din, it's not kein pnim. But when we call it takrevis, it means it worships itself. So it has din of avodah zarah. So it's also got a shayach bittel on it, but it's and we saw before clearly it's shayach bittel. We saw clearly a shayach bittel. We had to make the roads out of it. But it becomes, it worships himself. That's why it's awesome. So it comes out very close. So that's what we're learning over here. That's why by the makal, only by shava makal does become takrevis, because it's a ma'isa panim. But throwing anything, the zirika is not a ma'isa panim, and the material is not a ma'isa panim, and therefore it's not a takrevis. Tanan, Master Kashva, Mishnah later on. Tanan, Motzah, Mishnah on my base actually. Tanan, Motzah, Baroshoi, Ksus, Umayis. He found on top of the Vaidazara, Ksus, clothing, moyes, money, aikalim, or utensils, areilim mutarim. You're allowed to use them. We'll see why in the Gemara on base. Parchile anavim, if you find clusters of grapes, v'atoreis shalshivolim, you find a crown of wheat, v'yenois, wine, shmonim, oil, v'slosois, and flour, v'chol davach shkirz v'karvah zbech, and an ale thing that's karvah zbech. So we're assuming anavim, and shivolim, and yenois, shmonim, so all these things are brought in zbech. The lach is awesome, because it's considered atakrevis. So Bishlama, Yenish, Shmanim, Slas, Ika, Kain, Panim, you bring that inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Yain and Shemen is the Sochim, Slas, is a Mincha, the Ika, Kain, Zrika, Mishtaveris, and also has a Maila, they have Zrika, Mishtaveris, it spreads. So I don't understand why it's Takrivis. Ela Parchile, Anovim, Atar, Shavolim, it's neither. Loi, Kain, Panim, Ika, you don't bring this Bepanim, and Loi, Kain, Zrika, Mishtaveris, Ika, is no Zrika, Mishtaveris. By the way, you see here, Clark, the Rosh, we spoke about a Rosh in yesterday's daf, that you need to either or to make it into atakrevis. Either ke'en pnim, or it's ke'en zrika. And here, you have, or it's ke'en like a maisa you do there. Here, and here's Mara saying, no, you have neither here. But these grapes, you have neither. Lo ke'en pnim, lo ke'en zrika. Ika, amarabba ula, amkagoin, shabbat shom atzgil lakach. You harvested it for avodah zarah, and that's what makes it into atakrevis. So how do you answer the kasha? So Rashi learns, interesting, he says, like, Keshava makala for now, the domil is zvicha. It's similar to zvicha, he says. It's like shechting, when you take it off the tree. You bought some shechting, it's like shechting. That's what Rashi learns. The Ran, on the other hand, learns, also interesting shah, you need an interesting shah this Gemara. He says that it's like, you do bring grapes into the Mesa Mikdash, and you do bring wheat. When is that? When you bring Bikurim. V'havik ein prim zok deran kivin shol yubam b'mikdash libikurim. It comes from bikurim. That makes the Mordechai's kasha in shver with the eitzim kasha very good kasha. But lemaisa here it says that you bring it libikurim. You bring it libikurim. That's pshat in the ran, and that's what he says. That's why it's awesome because it's ein prim.
Huh?
Why? Wait, what? When the Mar's Kasha. In the Mar's Kasha, yeah. But the Mar's Tarot says that, so if you read Rashi, it's still right against you. Because you say the Batshon was the Zvicha. Now it's Kein Pnim, now it's bringing inside, it's Zvicha. But the way around learns, that's Bekurim, then Lachar it's Shver from the Eitzim. It's a good Kasha, yeah. Omrav Yechna. If one of the listeners of the Shir have an answer, please let me know. Omrav Omrav Yechna. Menayin Lezevach Behema. How do you know if you shecht a behemoth that's a bal mum, if you shecht it to the Zara, that you're potter? Shenema. Because remember here, we're talking about a type of Avodah Zarah that shechting is not the way you worship it. But we said that if you shecht a behemoth to any Avodah Zarah, you're chayev. Why? Because it's really a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Shenema, Zaveach lelehim yacharam built Hashem levadai. Whoever shechts to Avodah Zarah should get misa, besides for Hashem, you bring it. But we learn from there, it also has to be something that's royal Hashem. It has to be, only something that you can bring l'pnim. So therefore, Rav Ovi says, a balmum, there's no din of chiyev if you shecht it to avodah zara because it's not royal lifnim. Heavy by Rava. Rava wants to know exactly what type of mum you're referring to. But my, if you're talking about a cataract in the eye, which is only considered a mum for in the base of Mikdash, shahashtol b'noyach, b'noyach Rashi says means the avos hakadoshim before Matan Torah, chazya, it was royal for them to bring a carbon. L'gavaya b'bama, they were allowed to bring it on a bama. That was not considered a mum. L'avayis chom, boy, you think there should be a problem for Vezara? It's still called, fits the apostle, gibulti l'shem levada. Because the ma'aseh could be brought l'gavaya. So we're not talking about that mum. Elo, no, m'chus ha'eva. We're there, that's a mum for Benayach. And since it's a mum for Benayach, if someone brings that to Vezara, it would not be chayiv for shechting that behema. Uktar v'laza, how do we know that Benayach has a din that mechus eivah is a mum? Dom Rav Elazar, Avnayim mechus eivah shu asal benayach. Shneim says in the pasuk that Hashem told Noach to bring a bunch of behemoths in, and Noach knew it was for kabanos. And says in the pasuk, mekol achay mekol basar shnayim mekol. Bring from every chay two from every basar. And it says the kol achay. What's the chay? Omra Torah, obviously from the chay, you're not bringing dead animals. So Omra Torah, havei behemah shechayim rashi avar mishlo. We learn from the word chay that it's from the extra word that it means there has to be the chayim rashi avar mishlo. I can't be missing a aver. Freiti Gemara, I need it for something else. I need to say that you can't bring a treifa in. Chayim kol chayim abayli muta treifa. I need it to lafuke a treifa. So how can I say I'm using it to lafuke someone who's missing a limb, a behemah missing a limb? I need it for treifa. So I don't know treifa. I know from somewhere else. So treif is learned lahakia zera nafka. From the different part of the pasuk, it says lahakia is zera. That says that it has to have zera, and we're assuming a treif can't have zera. It's a different pasuk that says in there by bringing behemoth is lahakia zera. Hadikam adam a treif and yelada. So you see from here can't be a treif because it has to be able to give offspring. Elavan adam a treif yelada. That treif could give offspring. Ma'ikam behemoth. Where do you see a exclusion of treif here? So Amar says, no, I have a different pasuk for that. I still have a different pasuk treifa because we want Kol Achai to teach us that Mechus Eiver is no good. So we say, I know, for treifa I have a different pasuk. Amar Kra Itocha. The pasuk says that Tavi al Teva Lahachia is Itoch. Itoch. It says Itoch, with you Noach. And just Itoch with Emelach. Just like you and our treifa, the behemoth shouldn't be a treifa. Freiti Gemara, Vadilma Noach Gufa treifa Haba. Maybe Noach himself was a treifa, whose Itoch means not a treifa. So Gemara Tom Ksiv says he was complete. Ksiv Bein. Maybe it means he was complete in his ways, in his midas. Tzadik sivet, that's right, tzadik. Dilma tamim medrachav, he was tamim in his midas, but tzadik in myself, and he was tzadik in his ways. So it's not a raya. Someone said, no, yeah, it's still a raya, because I'll tell you why. It can't be Noach was a treifa. So Rashi of Avarns, how can be a treifa? He lived more than a year. They said, that's not shver. Some mandiyam hold that a treifa can live forever. But I'll tell you a different reason why Noach can't be a treifa. Because you think Hashem would tell him, dafka bring a treifa in? Bring itach, dafka like you, a treifa. Loi matzis amrits Noach guva treifa ava. These are the no treifa ava. If Noach was a treifa, omli rachmar the kavaseich ayel shleimim lois ayel. You have to bring dafka a treifa now shleimim? So it can't be that. So vada itach teaching us that it can't be a treifa. And we know from Mekol Achai that a Mechusa Eiver is possible for Benoyach, and once we know that, it's possible to not be Chayef Avodah Zara. Now, Hashto the Nafka Me'itach, now we have Itach, it's not a Treifa. What do you have to do with the Pasuk L'Hachia Zera, normally? So, more than an answer, L'Hachia Zera teaching us that it has to be behemoth that still can give off offspring. There's two dinim. Itach can't be a Treifa, also it has to be young. Because Imi Itach, Havamina, Letzav Sabalma, that makes sure it lives through a year, and not a treifa, because you want to be able to have a company. If I feel a even if behemoth is old or can give offspring, it will be fine. Kamashon lahachia zera. It has to be behemoths that can give off offspring. So we learn out from kolachai, we learn out that it can't be a mechusa eiver, because it's negev for carbon. We learn out from itach that it can't be a treifa. And we learn out from lahachia zera that you give off offspring, and therefore, continuation of the animal world, you have to have lahachia zera. So back to halacha, that if you shech this, ba'mum, ta'avar zera, you're part of it because it doesn't apply like gavaya at all, even for ben noyach.